At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is time for our Power Rankings. In the summer, we take a look at baseball, our worst team in the league, and then our five best teams in the league. I will start with the worst team in the league. I don't know what it's going to take. Well, I do know what it's going to take. It's going to take them winning more games than the White Sox, but they're 11 games back of the 23-44 White Sox. So the 12-54 Rockies are the worst team in the league.
You suck!
Now, they did sweep the Marlins last week, but we mentioned that last week, so it no longer counts. Rockies for me.
Yeah, it's the Rockies for me also, but I want... Oh, I'll just make it official.
You suck!
But I do want to highlight, I think, a division that might be the worst in baseball, and that's the American League West. And that's saying something, because the White Sox, they play in the Central. But you look at the AL West, Houston is the only one that's above 500. They're 37-30. And they're just basically the definition of mid right now. The run differential's plus 29. They don't really seem to be scaring anybody. It's two teams in the American League. It's the Tigers and the Yankees. Everybody else is just there. If you want to throw a special shout-out to the Blue Jays, sure. Maybe the Twins. But I don't look at any real World Series contenders outside the Yanks and the Tigers. So the division is just bad overall. Seattle under 500, Angels, you know, 33-34. Rangers, I thought they would be a little bit better. They're not. And then the A's don't even have a home. So, yes, the Rockies for me are the worst team in baseball, but special shout out to the AL West. You guys also stink.
You suck!
All right, I'll start at number five for the best team.
Number five.
Last week, it was five Mets, four Yankees, three Cubs, two Dodgers, one Tigers. This week, I'm going to put the Giants in at number five. The Giants, winners of seven in a row, and just a half game back of the Dodgers in the NL West, 40-28. So, to recognize the nice streak that they've been on, I'll put the San Francisco Giants at number five. At number four.
Number four.
We'll kind of keep things how they were last week. The Yankees, at number four. Look, they're a good team. They were first in my World Series pick draft before the Dodgers that you took, and they have the second best record in the American League. I will take the New York Yankees' best run differential in the American League, and by the American League, I mean all of baseball, at plus 106. So the Yankees come in at four. At number three.
Number three.
Last week it was the Cubs. This week it's going to be the Chicago Cubs. Had a bit of a West Coast trip, right? Did they do okay?
No. They lost two series back to get back, and I don't know if I can count Philadelphia as the West Coast.
Oh, by West Coast, I mean East Coast.
Yeah.
I meant East Coast. Anyway, they're three. Number two.
Number two.
Way to stick the landing there.
Is the Tigers. They were one a week ago, but I'm going to put at number one the team that usurped them for the best record in the majors at number one. The New York Mets. So I have left the Dodgers off the power rankings. If we were to do the World Series draft, I would take them again at number one, like you did yesterday. But I'm not just going to put them in when I don't think that there's a difference between who's going to win and power rankings. Power rankings mean right this second. They also don't mean anything, but they also mean a lot. So I'm not putting them in because I think they should be better than this, and I want to motivate them. Five Giants, four Yankees, three those West Coast Warriors, the Chicago Cubs, two the Tigers, and one the New York Mets.
All right, well, I'll give a spoiler here. Our top three is pretty much the same, but I want to just remind everybody, last week I had from 5-1, I had the Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, and Tigers. I'll start at number five just like you.
Number five.
I do appreciate what the Giants have been doing. They would have been like 5.5, but since we only go to five, I'm actually still going to keep the Dodgers there because they are.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Leading the division. I can't exactly put the Giants over LA right now. I did mention all the injuries that the Dodgers have. They have an all-star roster of pitchers that are hurt right now. I think rushing Shohei Ohtani, even if you're going to pitch him at limited capacity, Dave Roberts had talked about earlier, he doesn't need a full workload or needs to really get ramped up. I think that's a mistake. And it actually might show a little bit of desperation, and you shouldn't have to be desperate. You're the Dodgers. You'll probably get some more acquisitions in the trade deadline. People just fold to, like, run and give you players. So I think you should calm down with the Shohei stuff. Let them keep hitting. Right now, you guys would just be fine.
Number four.
I'm actually going to trade down my, I said we had a top three the same. I actually lied. I'm actually bumping down the Cubs to number four. Now, they lost two series back-to-back. The last time that's happened, they went on a run. They haven't really lost that many series this year. But to losing two out of three to Philadelphia, who was supposedly dead, according to all their fans, that's something that really, really showed its warts in terms of their starting pitcher. They really got to get some starters that can go in a couple of innings there. But the offense will be just fine. Pete Crow Armstrong should start the All-Star game. Of the way he's playing. He's an MVP caliber pace, 17 home runs, 21 steals. He's playing the best center field in the game as well. Michael Busch is probably the best first baseman that no one else is talking about because Freddie Freeman and Pete Alonso are both in the NL. He might be the best first baseman right after those two guys. So the Cubs at number four. At number three.
Number three.
I'm going to put the Nye Yankees here. So I'm a little high on them. Although they got a couple of injuries themselves, Trent Grisham has cooled off a little bit. Jazz Chisholm left the game with some groin tightness. So he might miss a little bit of time, especially since he just came back. That's concerning. But they're slugging it out with the best of them. You mentioned it, best run differential in baseball. Cubs got the best in the NL. Yankees got all of baseball. And Aaron Judge is a complete monster. If you look at all of his games in like sections, let's say 10 games blocks, he has not slumped at any point in the season. So Aaron Judge, easily your AL MVP, barring injury. And I think the Yankees, like I said, one of the only two teams in the AL that I care about. At number two.
Number two.
I will also bump down the Detroit Tigers like you. Number two. They got a whole bunch of teams in the AL Central that have been losing enough games, so that, you know, bodes well for them. They might be able to win the division in the next couple of weeks. They're all the way up to a seven-game lead. That's the largest division lead in baseball by a wide margin. And they should also have a bunch of all-stars to represent them. Tarik Skubal is most likely going to be your starter for the AL. And just like you at number one.
Number one.
I'm going to go with the New York Mets. Best record in baseball. Five-game winning streak. I keep talking about how their starters are completely doing things that no one expected. We thought starting pitching would be the Achilles heel of the team. David Peterson ranks 7th in ERA among NL qualified starters, but that's probably going to change as he threw a complete game shutout against the Nationals today. So I have 5 Dodgers, 4 Cubs, 3 Yankees, 2 Tigers, and 1 the Nye Mets.
Those are your power rankings. We call it the worst and 5.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!